welcome back to Afros and Convos.
Hello, hello.
Hey, y'all.
As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Convos on IG. Email us at afrosandconvos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandconvos.com. How's everybody doing?
I'm tired, but I'm here.
Oh, did you just come out the field? NASA gave you some time off to record the podcast.
NASA gave you time to record. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
I wasn't expecting that though. That girl said, stop.
Right. How's everybody else doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. All right. Well, you know, it is, I'm not leading this episode, so I'm just going to go ahead and kick it on off to Kika. I don't know what's going on with the intros. I have to work on them.
Yeah, I'm like, 2020 got your intro. 2021 just, here.
2021 just, you know what I'm saying, you know, we started off different. So go ahead, Kika.
All right, well, bless God. Thank you for that terrible introduction. So this week we're going to be talking about what if we were in an ideal situation and we could just snap our fingers, what would we ideally want to see in media, specifically TV, film, and music? We've all had like a show that got canceled and we're like, oh my God, I wish it kept going. Or a character on a film that died and we're like, are you kidding me? Like, I wish they would have stayed on so we could have developed the character in this way. Or some artists that we want more music from or we want to see collaborate, they would be like, this would be super dope. So this episode, we're going to be talking about what we would like to see in these three different categories if we had the opportunity to. So, I'm going to start off with TV. So, what would you guys want to see in TV?
You mean like things we're creating or things we want to see come back?
Both. There's no limits.
Okay.
Like, if you have an idea that you're like, man, it would be so dope if I could get all these actors together to play in this storyline and it will be produced by the like anything, nothing's off limits.
Well, I don't have any specific actors, but I have like some show ideas, I guess.
Okay.
Well, one, this kind of combines two shows that I really love, Star Trek and Law and Order.
Wow.
So I would love to see some kind of show where it's like, I don't know, like an investigator on a starship or something, or like an investigator that like travels the galaxy solving crime, you know what I mean, or something like that. Like, I'm here for it. I would be so into that, like the investigative aspect, and then it's also like Star Trek. I'd be here for
on Star Trek. Did they have like a lot of like deaths and crime and stuff?
There was a lot of crime, yeah, but there wasn't a lot of, I mean, there weren't a lot of deaths of people on the ships. And then different seasons of Star Trek are set in different sort of settings, so they're really different. Like Deep Space Nine was, it wasn't on a ship, it was like a space station. Okay. Versus Enterprise, which was on Enterprise. So, I mean, they would travel and they may come across a civilization where there's a genocide happening. So yes, that's crime. They encountered a lot of different things. So yeah, there was crime.
That's actually pretty cool. I wouldn't watch it, but that's a fascinating thought. Yeah, like
I would want it to be more like the old Star Trek, not like Star Trek Discovery. Which y'all don't know the difference.
It's all the same.
Any Trekkies out there may understand what I'm talking about.
Okay. Anybody else got something for TV?
That's really interesting. I have been rewatching A Different World again, and I really would like a new age Different World. based on a real HBCU campus with, like, not with, I was about to say with regular Black people, but they were supposed to represent regular Black people. But a show like that, that portrays the messages that Different World used to portray. And even with a splash of Fresh Prince, because, like, y'all remember that episode of Fresh Prince, if y'all Fresh Prince watcher, where Carlton didn't know what to do when he got pulled over by the police?
Yeah.
He was like, put two hands on a thing. He was like, what do you mean? The officers are our friend, blah, blah, blah. And it was an episode similar to that on Different World, because they talked about the injustices that were happening and the role that these students got to play. So I would like a new Different World. I'm here for it.
I mean, you got grownish out there.
Yeah, you'll pull some of them people.
Does grownish not scratch your itch?
No, it don't. No. I'll be watching it though, but it don't do the same thing.
Grownish is not too cute. They don't. Yeah,
I'll be like, hey, kids be doing this. Kids.
I mean, they be like trying to tackle issues and stuff.
Yeah, it don't do the same. It don't hit.
Because she had a PWI, that's why it's different. Or what?
There's definitely that's definitely an aspect of it. For sure.
They tried to have a little HBCU-like episode with a little Black band and stuff, but that didn't work out too well.
And then there was the whole Black Student Union.
I feel, honestly, this is what I feel. I feel like shows like that be trying to stack so many social issues into the show that it kind of over... Like, sometimes they overdo it, because it's like a issue after issue after issue. You're trying to do every issue that millennials and Gen Xers, or not Gen Xers, Gen Zers see. It's just so much. Like, A Different World, yes, there were deep episodes, but every episode wasn't deep.
Yeah.
Like, there's still some light entertainment stuff in there, too.
They fit it well within the storylines, as opposed to, we got this. We gotta tackle race. Now let's just find, you know? Yeah. It was more seamless. Okay. I'm gonna go. I watched Girlfriends. We had that whole thing watching Girlfriends. And Drea warned me. But I still went and watched it just to, you know, see, because I like to know for self. But the way Girlfriends ended was probably the trash, most trash thing I've ever seen.
I'm still watching.
You haven't watched it before? Oh, okay.
You can be forewarned about, this is what I forewarned Kika about. Girlfriends was canceled mid-season.
Yeah.
So be prepared, so don't be expecting some grand resolution. Yeah. Like, literally in the middle of the season, the show was canceled. And so you're probably going to reach an episode and be like, oh, why is it loading a different show? That's because Girlfriends is over. Yeah.
And it's like,
canceled mid-season?
Yeah. Like, I watched it and was so confused, and I had to Google it to find out. So it's good to be warned about that.
Did
and
you see right it at why?
No, there was a writer's strike during that time. And that so was a lot of shows ended up getting the X, and so that was one of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's actually at this great point. You done built the storyline. I'm actually invested. People actually moving forward in a positive way. And then you just, that's it. Just drop off the side of a hill. I was warned, and I still was just kind of like, man, this is trash. But yeah, I need that to come back. I need them to resolve stuff, more so for the sake of, like, Joan's character. And then Tony is just off somewhere. That needs to be.
No. Well, I'm not going to say what I was going to say, I guess, because Camille hasn't seen it. But
go ahead.
Tony had left the show. That's why she went
there. I know, but bring her back.
She ain't going to be there. She not,
bring
she,
her back. She's
not going to be there.
We want Tony back. It's my just pick up and magically
Tony is there. Like, no, that's just like at the end of Martin when Gina was just like, oh, she missed the boat. No, she missed the whole show. No, you can't redo that and add Gina in it. It don't work.
Yeah, so that's one. And then The Walking Dead. Herschel should not have gotten his head decapitated. That's still one of the most traumatic deaths. No, like, I'm going there. Like, if y'all watch The Walking Dead, y'all understand. They killed Herschel like he mattered not, and his life mattered. That was so traumatic.
Herschel had to die. Herschel had to die when he died.
I understand, but could we have, like, let him die from, like, sickness or something? Or I would have been cool even if he got eaten by a walker. You just want to cut his head off?
If he hadn't gotten his head cut off, he was going to be eaten by a walker. They were being flushed out of the prison at that point, and they were literally on the run from there. Herschel ain't had but one leg. He wasn't going to make it. Like, let's just be real. They were on the run from when they were living in the prison, and they were like camped down and guarding themselves. Yeah. It was okay. He had one leg, but after that, they was on the run.
There was a more humane way that man could have died. And then Glenn, come on now, that's disrespectful.
Glenn was rough.
Like, come on.
That took me out.
Nah, that wasn't
like,
okay.
I thought that was like a dream or something. I don't know what I was trying to create.
That wasn't okay. Like, they should. Okay, Herschel, I'll give you that. But he still could have been, he could have been killed off in a way that wasn't inhumane like that. Glenn, there was absolutely no reason for that. And the writers are disrespectful for that. Oh, girl, pregnant and everything. Like, nah, dude.
Viewership was down.
Man. And I mean, that definitely spiked it up because I was pissed. What's another one? Oh, I discovered this show called Before 30. It's a Nigerian like sitcom, whatever, on Netflix. And I got all into it and I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. I hate when I do this. I hate when I don't know that a show has been canceled and I see it on like streaming platforms thinking that it's, you know, still on or it's the full seasons. They did one season, that joint is not a thing. It's not even it got canceled. They just, I guess, haven't gotten the resources to get back together. And it's been, like, years. It's funny because I went on, like, their page and Nigerians are still, like, commenting, when is the show going to come back? I'm like, it's been, like, 3 years. I don't think they're coming back. But in the ideal world, I would want that to come back because that show is actually, like, it was really, really good. It was good.
I can't comment on that.
I will say, so for me, one of my favorite shows, and I discovered it way, way, way late, was The West Wing.
Oh.
I couldn't get into The West Wing.
It is so good. Like, it is so good. And I don't want to see them come back, but I would love to see, like, you know, another show like that with another presidential administration kind of thing.
You need to watch Madam Secretary.
I started Madam Secretary.
You're not here for it?
No, I am.
I feel like that will scratch your West Wing itch to a certain degree. Like, it will. Yeah,
but it ain't scratching it all the way there. Like, I'm still itching in the middle of my back because... and they reached him because you West Wing had them iconic like walk and talk scenes like through the hallways and like the quick Madam Secretary does have this too where they're like talking super fast and like whatever but like it doesn't have the same wittiness of the characters that West Wing. I love the West Wing, like, so I would love to see that come back with the whole another like presidential administration. The way that I feel like that show ended really well though. Like you disagree?
I didn't see the end. The last season was trash.
The last season was trash. The first season and the second season were like the best. And then it kind of like just,
how many seasons are there in total?
8.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I watched.
Like, I made it through 1-7 and was like, oh, okay. I mean, it got a little slow, but I was like, okay. The last
Was it 8 or 7? Was it 7 or 8?
I don't know the number, but I just know the last season I attempted at least 3 or 4 times and didn't make it through more than 4 episodes. Like, and even those, I didn't watch all of them. It's the last season sucks.
Yeah, wow. It's not good. I think it's only 7. It is 7. But it's like the start of an administration. You see how he gets elected. You see him campaigning. It's like, well, it actually starts with him in the White House, but like you see snapshots of him campaigning to get there eventually. And then it like just progresses all the way through his presidency to him, like the last episode is the next president's inauguration. And like, that's the end. So like, it is a full and complete story. So I would not want to see them back. You know what I mean? Like, they're done. But I do want to see a show like that. Madam Secretary is pretty close, but also, Madam Secretary, they be in all these other countries and stuff, and it's like, I don't even know what's going on there. They educate you. They educate you on stuff, but it's also like, it's deep. It's deep.
I will say those shows taught me more about how the government works than any class I ever took in school. Like, they should make kids watch The West Wing and Madam Secretary. I completely understand what the Secretary of State does, what the President does, what the cabinet members are for, like, what the chief of staff does, like the press secretary, the importance of that. I learned all of that from watching The West Wing and Madam Secretary, not at all from school.
And then you learn like politics behind that. Yeah. Like so-and-so sleeping with so-and-so, and if you don't do so-and-so, then I'm going to tell the press that you sleeping with so-and-so. Like just, and then, or like you want this project in your, in where your home base is, and in order for you to get this, I need you to give this, and like you see how it, like you understand that on like a, just like everybody knows that politics, like you scratch my back, I scratch yours, but like to see it work and like the pressure points of people and where they bend and where they don't bend, and then what they communicate to their constituents to save face for them not having folded, and but it that was a good show. That was a really good show. I want to see this come back, not because I want to watch it, but just because I like appreciate what it did for culture. I would like to see a show like Living Color in Living Color come back. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like the sketch comedy show for like, it's like a launching pad for Black actors and actresses. Like I would love to, I probably wouldn't watch it because I don't like sketch comedy like that. Yeah. But I love what that did, and like, you know what I mean? Like the launching pad that it provided for a lot of people. And then I also like, we talked about this a little bit before, but I wanted to go on, I want an adult version of like Legends of the Hidden Temple and like Guts and like, you know what I mean? Like all them shows, them game shows. I really be wanting to go on Survivor, but I don't think I can make Survivor. I don't think I can do Survivor. They be out there in the jungle in the wilderness for 30 days and bugs and shit and lizards, and I can't do that. They don't be eating for real.
Yeah.
Nah, just give me a day. Let's go from 9 a.m. to 2. Let me do a little obstacle course.
Throw a little slime on me. I'm good.
That's all I can think of right now.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I only said one thing, and then you moved to someone else. So can I finish?
Yes, you can finish. I'm sorry that did happen. You were right.
Okay, great. I don't want to see a reboot. Ideal world, I want to go back to the 90s. And I want a season 10 of Seinfeld. Like, they offered so much money for Jerry to make a season 10. And he was like, no, I'm done. Which I feel like is so Jerry Seinfeld.
That should have been an episode.
Exactly. Right. I think we're good. I'm over it. And so it ends after 9 seasons, even though it was wildly popular, and there is just is no more. But I want a season 10. I want more Seinfeld. I think I would be here for like a modern Seinfeld, because some of it's really funny, but really obsolete. Like the movie episode where they spend the whole episode trying to find each other, but they keep missing each other. And it's like, hello, now we have cell phones. You can just. So, I mean, to do that same sort of show, but on a modern scale, I might be here for it. I might. Mm-hmm. I think it would either be really good or it would be really bad.
Yeah.
But I'd be here for somebody giving it a try. Okay, so shows I want to see come back. Number one at the top of my list, always and forever, Underground.
Oh, I totally good job, Drea. Yes.
Yes. Run with me is like forever. One of my favorite lines from a show ever.
Dre was like, yes, I will run with you.
That man said, run with me. Oh, that took me out.
That's slave love.
For real. And I don't want no own or whoever getting my hopes up.
I was going to say,
No, all they doing is showing the same episodes that's been on Hulu since the show got canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had to tell her, and I was like, I don't think they're picking it up. They're just reshowing stuff.
What they posted on Instagram, I feel like, was very misleading. It made it seem like there was going to be new episodes, which I think that they're creating some new content, but it's just like additional commentary or things to what was already created. Yeah. They're not necessarily making new episodes, which I'm like, don't do all that and get my hopes up and you're not even making no new episodes. So
that's
yes,
a good one. That's a really good one.
I need that to come back. And I need it to come back good. I don't want it to come back like The Game and be whack. If it's going to be whack, you could just leave it where it's at.
Like The Game.
Yeah, The Game came back on BET and was bad. Y'all know it was.
It was real bad.
Agreed.
That's
true.
So the only other show I have two more. One, Away, which is on Netflix. I don't know if any of y'all watched it. It's a show where they were, this is literally from 2020. Yes, this is very fresh, open wound, but it was a casualty of COVID. Apparently the show is extremely expensive to make, which I understand because like more than half of it shot at zero gravity, which I would think that that's not cheap.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it got canceled because of COVID and they're like tightening the budget, but the show was so good. It was so good. So I want that to come back. And another thing I want to come back is Downton Abbey, just because I love it and I just want to follow those characters through the rest of their lives. Okay, that's all.
Okay. Jared's clearly give this a lot of thought. Okay, let's move on to films. Movie that you're like, or documentary that you're like, I would love to see this on screen.
I have a documentary.
Okay.
I want to see a Spike Lee documentary about coronavirus.
Ooh.
Like, kind of like, you know, like when the levees broke that he did. I want to see that about corona, like following like Black people, how we were affected, what happened, you inside the hospitals, you got personal stories and people. Like, I feel like he would do it so well.
How did you even think about that?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
That's my okay. message.
Let Dre just tell us the rest of your ideas. Like, wow, that's
all I got for film. It's just
that. Wow, that's good. Okay, I'll go next. I got four. One, I want to see Black Panther 2 with Chadwick. I want Chadwick alive. Like, I just. That's heartbreaking to even think about too without him in it. I want Southside with You, Michelle and Barack's love story extended. I don't want to see y'all on the first date. Yeah, I want to see your whole love story. That's for me. I want to and I want to ask for your opinion. It's my turn.
Like, you can wake me up when it's over and we can go do something fun.
I want to see a documentary about Sasha and Malia, like, talking about their time in the White House.
Malia, my bad.
Talking about their time in the White House. I don't want it all sugar-coated and, I want to hear the real. I want the juice. Just give it.
I feel like it was probably boring, honestly.
Yeah, like, they were kids. Like, what?
They were kids, and I feel like they were so sheltered. Like, they were so shielded from the media that they went out with their friends and went skating and got pizza and came home. I don't want to watch that.
That's true. Okay, never mind. Let's swap.
They went and got pizza, and I was inconvenienced.
That's what made me think about that.
Yeah. All right. Scratch that. I want Melania Trump to give us a documentary. Let's scratch Sasha Melina. Get Melania in a room. Tell her you can say whatever you want. And,
well,
and just Let her go.
I need Melania post-divorce and post-divorce settlement. Like, I don't need to hold it because she's afraid of legal or financial, like, repercussions. No, I need her to be free, and then I want to sell off. Yeah. I mean, not that I'm advocating divorce. Like, if she actually, like, loves him and wants to be with him, then go for it, girl. But I'm just saying, if that did happen, I would want the documentary.
That's good. That's good. Okay, I support that. And then my last one is, all right, all these Nicholas Sparks movies, they end terribly. Like A Walk to Remember, The Best of Me, Message in a Bottle, all of them, just the people die. I need that to change. So y'all probably have no context for these Nicholas Sparks movies that I just said, A Message in a Bottle. They kill off the male character, Garrett. They build up this amazing love story, and then they kill him off, and he goes on the ship to do something and dies sailing and leaves his love, Teresa, to just mourn his death. And that's just like, that's it. I'm not here for it. I wish that never had happened. All these Nicholas Sparks movies, they end just real sad. Nah, enough of that. So those are mine.
I want a bodyguard, but you already all lured me. I want a new bodyguard, but with a splash. Like, I want it to be a splash of scandal. In terms of, I want the bodyguard to be like a secret serviceman that works for the president.
The president is a woman, or who he falling in love with? I'm confused.
So. The scandal is still gonna be the scandal. So the president gonna be a man, but the president could be a woman though.
Who's the bodyguard? The president is a man. Oh, is this the same sex?
No, I'm sex? Saying it's see. The president is a man.
Okay.
And each person had I want the feature to be the Secret Service man that is responsible for the First Lady.
The First Lady getting in with the Secret Service agent. Oh wow.
Oh
my. Oh,
see how that impacts
that sound like some Tyler Perry would be right.
No. I vote no.
I vote no. He can't touch nothing. Tyler can't touch a thing.
I was gonna say Shonda, but I don't know after Bridgerton. We gotta see.
No, do
she
Ava.
She didn't write that though. She didn't write that.
She didn't write that. That's true.
Do Ava.
But then,
What she did that was like. She gotta have some kind of political issue.
She gotta have some type of history in it.
She ain't been do no messy drama that don't.
That's a good Shonda one.
She just ain't gonna know when to end it.
That's true.
Dragon stuff. I'm blowing animosity. Stop.
That was from within.
It's so irritating. Giving us 13 more seasons of Bridgerton. For what, Shonda? Okay.
Because she get paid, sis.
I mean, that's fair. Get your money, sis. I ain't even mad. And your Disney passes. You got another one, Kabil?
No, that's all I got.
All right, Cookie, you got something?
I want to, like, I'm trying to figure out how to, like, okay, like, I'm obsessed with, like, bombers.
The plane? Like, people that blow things up?
No, like, people that blow things, people who blew stuff up in, like, you know. So, like, I don't know how, maybe like I
Timothy
want.
Timothy McVeigh kind of people.
Yeah, like, Timothy McVeigh and, like, the Unabomber and, like.
I still find those things fascinating. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, like I would want, I don't know how I want it done. Like, I feel like I've seen enough documentaries of them. I actually don't think I've seen I'm sure there probably is one, like a dramatization kind of thing of Timothy McVeigh. I don't know if I've seen one of those that wasn't like a documentary.
Yeah,
I would love to see that. That was a, like, what's the name of it? No, not that deep. That like Manhunt. Have you so Manhunt on Netflix? So they had one. I saw one on the Atlanta Bomber and one on the Unabomber. Oh. The one on the Unabomber was real, real good. So if they had one like that, if Manhunt didn't like Timothy McVeigh, that would be like really good. Like I would like that. And then I also want to see like this is like on the opposite end. I want to see like a story of like Black people. Like I don't know how many families I want to see or how they're interacting with each other, but like Black people in Tulsa before the bombings. And like, you know what I mean? Like see a family develop and all of that stuff and see like the interactions and have it like a whole storyline. Obviously I need some drama in there. but yeah, like, and then like something in there, to attach you to the, you know, something like that, back in Tulsa. So I would like to see that. I think that's it. Oh, I forgot. Okay, so for TV, I gotta go back. This has to be mentioned. The Wire was so good.
I never watched it.
You did class on it, right?
I did. We only did the first season. And it was basically like the class was in law school, and it was like the relationship between drugs, drug dealers, victims, like drug users, and the police, the law, like all of that, like how all of that stuff interacts with each other. That show, especially the first season, was so like, that's honestly like the best show in terms of content and like realism that I feel like has aired on TV.
Wow. Well, I hear a lot of great things about it.
It was on HBO, I think. So like, but like, so they had a lot of leeway to be able to do show drugs and all this other stuff and people getting killed and all this other stuff that you wouldn't have been able to see on network TV. But The Wire, it was so, like, that is hands down it, the first season, at least. I watched the whole series. The whole series is not as good as the first season. And the first season had a similar story to where, like, it got rushed at the end because they did not have a green light to go to a second season. Mm-hmm. And so the writer rushed it to end it. So it ends weirdly, but it still picks up. And I think they had like several seasons afterwards, like at least five. So, but was no, Idris The Wire.
Is Idris in that?
Yes, he is.
He's Stringer?
Yep. Stringer Bell. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That show came on HBO.
HBO or Showtime, one of them. It was a subscription based one. I think it was HBO though.
Like that's what it originally aired on.
Mm-hmm.
Did it ever go to BET or was that reruns?
It had to be reruns. I don't think BET touched that. Ain't no way BET touched that. But you can see, I believe it's on Amazon Prime. I watched it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all. Check I got one more documentary though that I didn't know. So. I think all of us like this, but I know Andrea does for sure. But I do like cult documentaries. And this is one that would be interesting. Like, if they did, like they did for Waco, two documentary ideas. Like they did for Waco, a dramatization of the Capitol situation, I think would be interesting. And I also think the Trump cult in general, I think that would be interesting. Because it's always fascinating to see. I think it'll be a different spin because there is one, you know, leader, but this leader isn't like they're not in a, you know, separate from everyone. They're right in the midst of everyone else.
Yeah. So it's like they're among you.
Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting to see a Trump cult documentary.
I want to see that Capital one for sure.
Yeah, I think that'd be real good.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool. All right. Last category: music.
Man, I have artist an update on the other one.
Oh, which one? Came from.
Cookie, this update is for you. Beauty for Ashes: The Oklahoma City Bombing Story is a movie that came out in 2018.
So, calm down, Cookie. Calm down, Cookie. About to lead a podcast.
I've never heard of it. Oh no! I think it was a proposed movie. I don't know if it ever came to fruition. Aww. It has like a cast and everything out here on IMDb. But I've never heard of it. So either it never came out or it's not very good.
So, no, I've literally never heard of that.
I just thought I would drop that nugget.
I like the name, though.
Yeah, that's a good name.
I mean, I don't really. Maybe I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Right. What beauty came from him blowing up that daycare and killing all them kids? I don't get it.
I think well, maybe I would think. Ashes.
I'm like, and then that actually. Like, yeah, no. And then people, like, took that and ran with it and went to go do other terroristic things.
Yeah.
So I don't really know where beauty came from it, but okay. Sure.
That sounds like it's probably following the life of a couple of the families who do, like, good things for people since they lost members or something like that. It don't sound like he's doing what Cookie would want.
That, listen, now, you just reminded me. Of, so, okay. I don't think Waco was huge, right?
Yeah.
So I would like to see a series, probably. This couldn't be no documentary. It would have to be a like a doc, not even a documentary. I want it to be a like
a mini series.
I guess a show series kind of thing. Where it starts at Waco and that intertwines into, or even the one that was, were they in Idaho? What was that family where they
in the cab?
Yeah, in the cabin, and was the FBI shot Ruby the Bridge? White. Yeah, Ruby Bridge. I don't know if it was, maybe Oregon. Oregon sound about right.
Yeah, that sounds like cults be happening there.
It wasn't a cult. It was like Idaho. Okay, so it wasn't Idaho. He was like a the world going in kind of thing. So let me go bunker up in my cabin.
Apocalypse kind
of
thing.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. So starting there and like intertwining the story and how I don't know how you would do it, but like each one of those things that happened inspired the next thing and like have like a, it's almost like a thread that like is unraveling.
Like how Crash.
Yes, similar, how they're all kind of like relate. Yes. Similar to that, but just like, it's like a fuse that was lit and then it just like, it ignited all of these things. And I would like to see that be tied together somehow, because I feel like they kind of do it a little bit to where, like, cause I've seen several dramatizations. I also watch documentaries too, but like, I like the dramatization aspect of it, because if I already know like the facts behind it, I like to see the art behind it too. Mm-hmm. But like, they kind of like have throwaway lines where it's like, and then did you see what happened in Waco, what the FBI did to blah 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 blah, like that's always in there, but I would like to see that connected a little bit deeper and like, you know what I mean, like I don't know how you would do it, but that's what I would like to see.
All the way up to like the Olympic Park bombing.
Yeah, like all the way up to the Olympic Park bombing.
And even I don't know if there have been things inspired by that since then.
Yeah.
It could have been, yeah. And I they know. So like,
man that blew up the AT&T building in Nashville. Mm-hmm. He
probably was bad at Waco too. Mm-hmm. He probably yes. And then because even Ted Kaczynski said something about Waco, and then the Oklahoma City, not Oklahoma City. That's Timothy McVeigh. I can't even think of the guy that blew up Atlanta. I can't think of his name. Richard Jewell was the one.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, no, that ain't the right guy.
That ain't the right guy. I can't think of his name right now. But that guy, he was like, he wasn't, well, I don't think he was inspired by Ted, the Unabomber, but like, he, when he Eric found Rudolph. out,
Who? Eric Rudolph. Yes. When he found out that he was going to be like in and around in the same facility as him, like he, that just like lit him up. Like he felt like he was going to be super famous. But yeah, I want to see that threaded together a little bit, you know, deeper than what it's been.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. All right. Last one. Everybody done got everything. We got to go back. Okay. All right. Music. Any projects you want to see? Artists collabing with each other? Anything. Go.
I have a collab I want to see. And okay. I don't just mean one song. Like I want them to do, because they've collabed on singles together multiple times before. I want to see an entire album, like how Toni Braxton and Babyface did that entire collab album.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want an entire collab album from Miguel and Wale. Like
I knew you were going to say that.
Two of my absolute favorites. They make hits together. I want a whole album.
That'll actually be so overwhelmingly good that it was just like, I don't know what to do.
And then a tour, because then I want to go to the concert.
Yes. You have to tour.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That would be good.
That would be good. Anybody else? Like anyone else, sure?
No, that's all I got. If that happened, my dreams would come true.
All right. Who else? You ain't got nothing. No, like, if this happened, that would be iconic. Cookie, you're the human jukebox. You could put people from back in the 50s. Come on.
I ain't got none. No.
Wow. Okay, Camille, you got some?
Okay, so I got varieties.
Okay.
Of course you do. We're talking about music.
So y'all know I had to bring Nippy back. She has to
of come course.
Back
She's alive.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, I thought you said Nikki. I'm like, Minaj? She don't even know her.
I said Nippy.
Oh, Nippy. Okay, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay.
No, Nikki can stay where she is. But I would love to see Whitney Houston and Jasmine Sullivan do a collaboration. And I would also love to hear Old Mariah. Old Mariah, I want to emphasize that, and Jasmine Sullivan, and Old Mariah, and Tori Kelly.
Old Mariah and, I like Jasmine and Whitney, I don't know about
I can do Jasmine, I don't know about the Mariah and the Jasmine.
Oh my God, those two, that would be great. It's just like, it ain't just like a Whitney and Mariah.
No, it ain't. I feel like I feel like the goodness of Mariah's voice is the octaves, the high register. And I don't think I would appreciate that with Jasmine Sullivan, because honestly, what I appreciated most about Jasmine Sullivan is her lower registry.
And so, I think the blending of the both would be beautiful.
I feel like I'd be like, can somebody take Mariah off so I can just hear Jasmine? I feel like that's how I would feel, but that's just me.
Yeah, I feel like I would. That would be like sensory overload for me.
Yeah,
like,
it'd be too much.
Oh, God,
it'd be too much.
Yeah. But I'm here for the Whitney and Jasmine.
Yeah, I can too. I can do that.
I was really gonna say Jasmine and her, but you know, my dreams have already been.
Yeah, they've already done
realized.
That.
Oh my God, that blessed my soul. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it from here because I got several her combinations I want to see. I want to see her and Molly Music.
Oh.
Like they both got.
Yo, you mean like
okay, so old Molly. Okay. Before this last couple stuff he didn't drop. Old Molly, what was that album he had? Damn, I can't even think of it. I think that's what it was. Where they had Johnny and Donna and that Molly. With her, I think I think that would be dope. Like, I think that would be really, really cool. And then I want to see her with Fantasia or Pink.
I don't know why.
Like, the rocket edge to it would be so cool.
Nah.
Now, that's just real flow. That's just real flow right there.
Okay, I want to see... remember it. I want to see her and Jacob Banks, which I don't know, y'all don't really listen to Jacob Banks like that, but like they have really rich voices and I think they will go well together. I want to see Molly Music and PJ Morton do an entire album. Oh, Molly. And I say that because the one of the first times I saw PJ was with Molly, and it was literally one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to. If they did something together, insane. The musicality, their voice, like, insane. I want a Miss Education too.
No,
and I want her to drop something. No, like if she's still
what in, she should have dropped is the mic after she did the first one been done.
I agree.
So you're saying if Lauren was still in her, like as great as Miss Education 1 was, you wouldn't want no more body of work from her?
Nope.
No, I don't trust her. She came out with that, what you call it?
But it's ideal. It's an ideal situation.
Because honestly, when you think about people who die young, they are like forever young. They are forever these icons in your mind because that's the only image of them you'll ever have. I think if she had created the dopeness, the like eternal classic that is the Miss Education of Lauryn Hill, and then just dropped the mic and walked away and never done it again, I think that that would have just been like,
amazing,
mind-blowingly iconic,
especially given how difficult sophomore albums are anyway. I don't know.
I still want to hear it. I still want to go for a try. My last one is I want Andre 3000 to drop something. Like I need because I realized of recent I've not been listening to as much rap and hip-hop, and it's mostly because rap and hip hop is kind of trash right now, but I feel like I need a dose of Andre. If he on somebody's song with somebody, or he do her and Andre could do a song together. Like I just need some Andre. So that's my.
I'm gonna be here for her and Andre.
Yeah, I that would actually be pretty cool.
That can be a little weird, but it might be good. It might not.
I think it'll be cool.
I mean, he is weird though.
Yeah,
he is.
And he's got enough eccentric to hang with him.
But I think eccentric and weird are two different things.
They are.
And he's weird.
Yeah, he's weird.
So there's that. All
right, Dre, what's the one you thought about?
So this is obviously ideal situation because this 0% can happen. Well, it could. It could happen. I take that back. I want, I want a whole album of Miguel and Jimi Hendrix. Like that Miguel song that he did with Lenny Kravitz, Face the Sun, I think is the name of it. Just Lenny Kravitz on guitar with Miguel's vocals. Blow your mind, right? So if you could get Miguel on top of Jimi Hendrix, like, oh my gosh, like, I think that would be epic.
That's an interesting collab. Okay.
Which it could still happen. I mean, you know, but it would, of course, have to be some Jimmy that was already recorded. But, you know,
honestly, that might be in his, because I can see that happening. That might be in his mind and in the works, because I can see that. I can see him doing that for sure.
I agree.
I got one more. I would like to see a performance with Michael Jackson and Chris Brown.
I actually earlier was thinking I would like to see them do something together, but a performance would be even better than a song. A visual? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely not no song. I mean,
their music is very different.
What would they be performing together? Just dancing around?
I mean, what I'm saying is I would not solely want a song from them. I would want, if they do a song that is made to be performed, I feel like that would look, sound different than them just recording a song together. Because Chris, their music is so different. Like
Michael Jackson would be like, oh my. To Chris Brown. Chris Brown music. I want to see them in the studio together. I want to see some behind the scenes. That would be hilarious.
Oh, that's so funny.
But I feel like I wouldn't even want to see them perform together because they're such individual performers. Like, that would be weird.
It would just have to be like a competition kind of a thing, like a battle almost. I don't know if you can seamlessly put them together.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I guess.
Okay. Well, this was great. This was great. I enjoyed the thoughts. It's the only thing that's disappointing about this is we go on with our lives knowing this one mostly never happened.
I was just about to say, I am excited for the day when we will reference back to this episode and be like, we said that in January of 2020 that we wanted to see that happen, and it has.
Okay. Well, hey. I think there's a lot of mine that maybe the music stuff, but the other stuff won't happen. But yeah.
No, I can see some of the TV ideas definitely happening. Like the.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. Well, this is great. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as we did, or even more specifically, I did. And we would love to hear you guys's like ideal TV, film, and music situations. Have a moment to just kind of dream. But thank you guys for listening and joining us. You guys be good.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.